The march sprouted from a rally and candlelight vigil held in Loring Park. There, small groups of activists had been listening to speeches denouncing genetic engineering for much of the evening. But round about 9:30, the group mustered and moved off in the direction of the Hyatt Regency Hotel, where hundreds of scientists have gathered from around the world for this week's conference.
Our message is that we're not going to take it anymore, that industrial science has gone too far, it's ruining the planet, it's abusing animals, and we don't want to live like that.
Go!
We want a different world.
The protesters chanted, waved signs, and shouted at the police officers in riot gear who lined the route. A small minority of the protesters appeared to be trying to goad the police, but the officers, some of them mounted on horseback, only responded when marchers moved off the sidewalk to tell them to get out of the street. Several buses full of officers in riot gear were at the ready along the protesters' route through downtown Minneapolis. At times, protesters erupted in spontaneous outbursts, which seemed to cause the police horses to become jittery. The group dodged backwards and forwards around the area within several blocks of the hotel in an apparent attempt to keep the police guessing where they were going. The whole spectacle was watched by a gaggle of news cameras, many of them carrying the event live for the 10 o'clock news, aided by TV station helicopters hovering overhead. As the camera lights dimmed and the police maintained their policy of minimal engagement, the group gradually dispersed after agreeing to meet again at 11 a.m. Monday morning. While there does not seem to be an organization drawing the protesters together, the overarching issue is clear: opposition to the genetic engineering techniques being developed by scientists. Before the march, a man going by the name Shane urged the demonstrators to shut down the conference.
Stand up, take back our earth, man. Because if we don't stand up, no one's going to take it back for us. We're right here now. We're in the belly of the beast in this country, man. We're sitting in the head colonial palace, dominating the world, destroying our forests, destroying it. Our military is a prostitute, which is the arm of the corporations throughout the world. We got to get up and stop that machine, man. Woo! Stop it now!
Protesters expect larger numbers for today's protest. However, police say they're now expecting fewer than their original estimates. I'm Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio.